The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
ESPN 1000, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thanks to Connor McKnight and Mike North for joining us. Thanks for listening, calling, and participating. Football's back, baby. Thank you to Randy Merkin and Adam Abdallah. Job well done, as always. All right, go ahead. Give me the we'll get to Waddle and Sylvie. Maybe they'll want to join in, too. But all right, go ahead. I opened up Pandora's box, maybe, because I said Davis Mills' last five games last year, go look. They were pretty good.
Right, and I agree. They were pretty good.
But then
you went on to say that Mac Jones had the better year of all.
I mean, Mac Jones was the best.
Started 17 rookie games.
Yes.
Right? So he probably had the most passing yardage.
Well, sure.
But that doesn't mean he had most passing yards per game. In 11 starts, 2,664 yards for 242 yards a game, compared to what Mac Jones, who had 3,801 in 17, 223 yards a game. So he threw for more yards per game. He
threw for more yards.
He also had a touchdown average of more per game.
Did he?
Than did Mac Jones. He also threw more interceptions, Davis Mills. So that's his one area of negativity.
Who had the better quarterback rating?
I think, I haven't seen it yet. They're very close.
Mac, 92.5 to 88.8 for Mills.
There you go.
So they were close.
Yeah, they're close. Closer than people want to anticipate.
All I remember, like, last December.
Is at the end of the year.
A few times I remember, like, seeing Houston stuff going, Davis Mills looks like a competent quarterback.
And the question would be, is the Davis Mills their guy now?
I don't know.
Who they should go with? And then Deshaun Watson went out to the bye-bye in a trade.
You got to see
and
more.
And now, yeah, of course you need to see more.
Let's see how it goes. That they're a bad team.
You need to see more out of veteran guys that you thought you loved.
Now let's bring in Waddle and Sylvie.
Let's do it.
They're at one of our favorite places, Benny's Marcy Street with Miller Lite today. It's Miller time. It's Football Friday. Talking lots of NFL. The Connie's Pizza Truck is going to be there. Great place to go see and hang with the boys this afternoon. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Enough work already, okay, everybody? Stop.
It's Friday.
Stop it. It's Friday. The football season is here.
It's time to go
home. Stop working, all right? We like hard work, but you have to treat yourself every once in a while. And you have to remember, as Ferris Bueller said, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you might miss it. So stop and go hang with the boys today and have some fun. And let's start the weekend already. And happy birthday, Sylvie.
Thank you. That was a very nice sales job right there.
By the way, we're doing a site search for the bourbon and bacon.
You guys,
November? Connor?
November 3rd. You guys do the site survey.
Yeah.
Just think, 2 months from now, the place will be packed with great food and a bunch of bourbon and great people, and we'll be raising money for a great cause. So
fabulous!
Yes, indeed.
Chase is here early, barking in my ear. About
Mitch
Trubisky
already?
And how great Mitch is! Can you just give it a rest, for Christ's sake?
He's
got a Fields jersey on, which I'm like, you've turned the page. Just turn the page.
Tuesday night, I think it was, I am listening to Abdallah, and he and Chase are arguing, and I'm like, oh, my God, enough with Mitch Trubisky, please.
Can we just move on? We wish you well.
Waddle goes, I'm already in a bad mood. Now you're pissing me off. And then they start arguing about Trubisky and the Bears.
I mean, we can't do it anymore, Chase.
I can't do it anymore. Wish him well. I hope he does really well in Pittsburgh. By the way, I've got the Steelers plus 6.5 in Cincinnati this weekend.
There you go.
I hope he does okay.
Against your hometown team, see?
Yeah, and the Bengals, Carm, I know that you know this. The Bengals have whipped their ass recently.
Oh, the last three games? Yeah. Yep.
I'm doing the stupid thing. I'm taking the Steelers.
I don't think it's the stupid thing. I think Tomlin getting all those, he's good against in these spots, getting those kinds of
points. I would say Mike Tomlin's one of the guys that you want in that spot, right? That he is.
Yes, Harbaugh.
He's telling his guys, look, this team has whipped your tails for the last three times. You're going to their building. You better be ready this time.
You want Harbaugh. You want Tomlin. Yes, yeah. I totally agree with you. Getting nearly
Nagy.
A touchdown.
Maybe Nagy.
No, you don't want Matt Nagy. That's for sure. Did you guys hear Yurko's keys to the game earlier?
And you texted us about that. Why? What did we miss?
They were priceless. You want to give?
Let me hear him.
Well, he started off with an H, and it was hustle to the ball.
Key number one was H, hustle to the ball.
Did you do the hits?
Key number two was I, intensity.
Intensity, guys.
I like it.
Key number three was T.
Takeaways. and take the ball, take the ball away and take care of the ball.
Yurko Eberflus.
Yeah, and it was awesome. And then what was S?
S was, what is S?
Security.
I don't remember. What is S in the hits principle?
7-7s on the weekend.
Yeah, that's what S is. I threw it away already. I threw it away. But listen. Yeah,
I'm ready to run through a wall for you right now, good kid.
Yeah, I hired the guy 7 months ago. He's been trying to instill his philosophies, trying to ingrain the philosophy and create an atmosphere and expectations. And going into game one, why would I not replicate, repeat exactly what the man has been preaching to the choir and to his team for an extended period of time? I'm here to testify and say, yes, if all this happens, good things can happen for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Period.
I think young Tyler Aki said something that I've repeated now a couple times.
My guy, Taki.
And I think he's nailed it from my perspective. Look, this team, I think, is going to be very competitive most Sundays to a point where then you get into the fourth quarter and maybe the talent gap is something that you can't overcome, but you're not constantly shooting yourself in the foot, which keeps you in games. And I think that's a good assessment. That's a good prediction from what you're going to see from this team this year, I hope.
It's like a little bit like the Lions maybe last year.
You know,
who were like shockingly competitive in a number of games.
Yeah, they were competitive. That's very true, Carl.
Did you guys hear the would you rather we got yesterday?
No.
So let me see. I wrote it down for the exact way he put it. But and we differed. Of course, Wilbon had one side and I had another side. It was basically, would you rather have the Bears make the playoffs this year, but Justin Fields is like, gives you a Mitch Trubisky performance of 2018.
Simmer down now, Chase.
Yeah, or the Bears miss the postseason, but he shows you that he is the franchise quarterback going for over 4,000 yards and throwing for over 30 touchdowns.
I know what my partner's going to say because I know how he thinks. He's going to say make the playoffs because you give yourself a chance. I think we've done this in the past. We've talked about it.
This has been replicated. This is a repeat question, would you rather.
Like the comp I've brought up, you know, if you were so quick to shoot down, well, of course you'd want him to make the playoffs. I said, well, what if you got like the Justin Herbert year from 2 years ago where they missed the playoffs, but by the end of the season, everybody who watched Justin Herbert and the Chargers, they've got their quarterback.
Yeah. That's kind of what Sylvie and that was our perspective.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's a ticket to the postseason for the next 10 years if that's who he is.
Yes.
If you start out with a Russell Wilson-type quarterback every year, you know you have a shot to win it every year.
Yes.
Every year.
When you've got Mahomes, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, you know, Tom Brady, Justin Herbert, I think going forward, he's only going into year three. I think they'll make the playoffs this year. Like every year you can say we are a championship contender because your quarterback is special.
And those guys, they elevate your team.
Absolutely.
I mean, there aren't very many great quarterbacks that are on consistently, teams that lose consistently.
That's right.
Because they raise the level of a lot of people around them. So, listen, I want to go to the postseason as well, but like to go to the postseason with no chance versus going through a season that may not get you into the tournament, but you've solved your problem at the most important position in all
that's
of professional sports. Like, I get why. That's why it's a good would you rather question, because the conversation is one that's like, worth having.
And Waddle nailed it. Like, you know, we know what the most predictable is. We know it's the NBA. We know that. But, like, go look at the last 20 years.
Yep.
Go look at the Final Four on Championship Sunday of the last 20 years and tell me what you see.
You see good quarterbacks.
You see Manning, Brady, Roethlisberger, Breeze, Rodgers. That's what you see. Mahomes. That's what you see.
The rarity is Flacco.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you're right, Johnny.
The rarity is Rex Grossman.
Yeah, there are exceptions to the rule. There's the Brad Johnsons. There's who was the other kid from Tampa?
Trent Dilfer. For Baltimore.
But they're always looking to replace them. Like I told Wilbon yesterday, Alex Smith wasn't good enough for Andy Reid.
Right.
Jimmy Garoppolo's not good enough right now for Shanahan. For Kyle Shanahan, who was the third comp I gave? There was another one, too, recently. A guy who they won a lot with, they're still always looking to replace.
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. Yeah. You know, Jared Goff wasn't good enough to get to a Super Bowl for Sean McVay. He had to go out and get Stafford. So that tells you, like, to me, if you just have a difference-making quarterback in that top third of the NFL, you're in it every year.
I think so.
By the way, an injury report just came out. Velus Jones Jr. hamstring did not practice today, is doubtful for the 49er game.
Oh, it's also looking like, and we won't have their injury report yet because they're on West, obviously, but George Kittle has not practiced this week.
Yeah, I would not expect him to play. If you're the 49ers and there's any question at all.
And it's raining?
And it's bad weather, why put him out there? If you're a Super Bowl contending team.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, a groin in week one on a field that might be substandard and rainy?
Did he have some leg issues last year?
He always has an issue. He's just tough and he plays through a lot, but I wouldn't want to mess with it.
I wouldn't either.
No,
I wouldn't either.
Thank you.
If this comes down to a running game, I mean, like if you're expecting both teams to keep the ball on the ground, I mean, the 49ers were a top 10 run team last year. Is that advantage 49ers in your guys' view, or is it advantage Bears?
I mean, I love what he does in the run game because it's constant.
You know, I may watch that game naked.
I know. I don't blame you with the belt around your neck. You know,
I can't because I'll be in the South End zone.
That's the first thing I thought about. Yeah. I'm like, why not?
Yeah. You better not get arrested. Take it easy, Tom.
I'd like to bid adieu to Soldier Field for good. I'll see you in Arlington Heights, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
My Soldier Field pass has been revoked.
What'd you guys
Yeah. Was there one yesterday? What was going on yesterday again?
So.
Someone had the smoke thing.
Was that like a gender reveal?
Nope, it wasn't a gender reveal.
Was it? No, it was a pink smoke.
It was animal cruelty type situation that we had happening
the pink smoke?
There. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not a gender reveal, no.
Okay, my bad. Elijah Mitchell, by the way, averaged 4.7 yards per carry last year. He's healthy.
Yes, he is.
Heading into this season, didn't he have? Yeah, he had a big game against the Bears. I remember 18 carries, 137 yards.
Yeah.
Owie.
They're great in what they do in their run game. It is like a beautiful
thing to watch. Their O-line is a little banged up, Carm.
Their O-line's good. Maybe a little bit banged up, but it's good. I'll tell you that. Well, Kittle makes a huge difference in what they do when they run the ball, though. So that'll be an interesting one to track and follow. What'd you guys make of some of the stuff that came from the town hall, I guess, if you want to call it that, out in Arlington Heights? The Bears announced it will be domed. They don't have the money to build the retractable dome because...
Then sell the team.
Why not?
Then sell.
Yeah,
then,
I know.
I mean, if you don't have the money,
they basically admitted that, right?
Yeah. Cost prohibitive. Yes, that's what Ted said.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they're basically telling you they don't have the extra money for
that. But Carm, let's just... I know it's a. If you do the math, and we're talking millions, that's a lot of money. But when
talking billions,
when you're talking, but I mean the difference.
It's probably a difference of millions when it's $1 billion project. Is that what you're saying?
Probably maybe $100 million more.
Yeah, right.
To put a retractable dome,
maybe
a roof on it versus a standard one,
maybe.
Like once we get there, when we get into that financial territory.
I guess it goes to show you that they don't have the funds, though, to do it. I mean, why else would you put it out there? I mean, it's what we all suspect. They don't have David Tepper money. They don't have Stan Kroenke money. They don't have Dan Snyder money.
People were arguing with me because they're like, Sylvie, what's the big deal? It doesn't feel like you're outdoors anyway. Like, I don't understand how they have enough money in Indy. How does that family have enough money?
Well, Ursay's
got a great sports memorabilia collection.
Yeah, like
you've seen those.
Jim Ursay can do it. Jim Ursay can open up the roof.
He's a billionaire. Isn't Ursay a billionaire?
Robert Ursay was the guy that made the money.
Correct. Okay, well, his dad.
Right.
Jim was the member of Lucky Sperm Club.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I don't think Ursay ranks in the top 15 of the most wealthy owners, and he's still founding.
Why can't you build me that? I don't understand. Like, and people were saying, Sylvie, it's cold anyway here. Remember, they're pitching to us a 365-day-a-year venue, not just the stadium, but the entertainment district. But look, if you're going to have concerts in the summer and you have a June concert, a July concert, let's open up that roof. You have games in August and September and October. Let's open up the roof. If it's nice enough, let's open up the roof. Huh? I don't understand. Like, if you're going to buy an expensive car, are you really not going to get power windows?
No, of course.
Are you not going to get a sunroof? Like, think about that. Like, you've gone this far, and I, Carm, you're going to get mad at me, but I bring up the socks all the time
I'm not
with
mad.
This. And The Sox got it right now. No, well, I'm not going to.
No,
bring
I
that
agree
up.
With you about that. We've talked about this. I totally
stadium,
agree with you.
They wanted a new stadium just to save them from going from St. Petersburg. So they were the last team to build a non-creative stadium.
Yes,
and they've had to pay for differences in renovations to it just a few years afterwards. They didn't face the skyline. That was a huge mistake.
Huge mistake.
They built it too steep and too high. They lumped off 8 rows from the upper deck just years after they finished this. Don't come up with a regret in a decade from what you're doing in Arlington Heights.
I hear you.
If you're going to take 10 years to build it, let's build the leader in a stadium. You think Jerry Jones said, you know what, let's just get a stadium done? Do you think that's what they said in L.A.? Like, people are like, Sylvie, the roof doesn't open in L.A. There were different reasons for that, but it's open at the ends.
It's
and I know
air.
We can't have ends open here because of the climate. You know, it's permanently open at the end there. Build me something unique and cool, not just a domed stadium.
At least the White Sox got the manager right recently.
Oh, sure, yes. And by the way, Irsay, well, according to Forbes, I don't know where this ranks, Tommy, but he's worth $3.5 billion. So,
is
I mean,
he really?
Yeah, because I think, like, Dickerson,
well,
the family.
Well, is that also, is that factoring in the ownership of the...
I don't know. That's like, a good question.
You know,
I don't know.
I mean... David Tepper like, was worth billions.
Well, sure, he's like worth $20 billion because he made all that money in the hedge fund.
Right.
So,
and then the ownership of the Carolina Panthers, you know, vaults him.
Yeah, I don't know.
But.
I don't know. But for what it's worth, Forbes says $3.5 billion. But I hear you, Sylvia. I hear what you're saying. And like, and if you said pick your perfect world, I agree. Sure, make it like the best of the best.
Is there a chance this weekend? Because of the sod, the new sod, and I get it. I'm not a horticulturist or whatever the word is.
An agronomist.
Yurko is.
That's what I'm. Is there a chance that this, if the rains come down,
no,
that
I
could
think
just
it'll
look.
Right.
It
no.
could. It could go south.
No,
quickly.
I think it'll look fine.
Okay, good.
The weather's been nice. It can handle. It's.
Right.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, we're just making assumptions about
no,
situations that usually aren't.
What kind of cleats you wear on a rainy day down in Tampa?
Three quarters.
There you go.
That's what Yurko said.
If it was
I'm not wearing the Nike Sharks, the molded bottoms. No, thank you.
If it's a light rain, you could still get away with wearing the Nike Shark.
Yurko liked that. Yeah.
I'd rather wear the Nike Shark or the three quarters.
Yeah, I mean, not for
the half inch.
It's
not the place for the half inchers.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Just saying.
Very
what?
Good.
Excuse me?
Very good. What did you guys make of last night? I mean, it looked like the Rams at times didn't want to be there. Yeah, it was kind of an ass-whooping, wasn't it?
So, yeah, Waddle was texting you on the side, huh?
He was. He was texting me this morning, a little side action.
You guys were talking about pressure.
Yeah, no, we were talking about the game. Waddle's
cloud.
On.
What's a cloud, kid? He said there's a lot of cloud coverage over there.
I, you know what? I think everyone describes it differently. I think you were right, though. I mean, I think that... You're showing something on one side, and when the ball snapped, you know, maybe you're moving to safety. But the thing that the Buffalo Bills do better than anyone, I think that that Matt Bowen broke it down in terms of coverages, they play zone. And because they can rush you with four.
Yeah.
And then they put a shell behind it.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll do some different things inside their zones. But when they can pressure the quarterback with four and they can drop seven – like, good luck.
They did that without Tre'Davious White yesterday, you know? Like, he's not even back yet. I mean,
They hit Stafford 19 times and sacked him 7 times.
Yeah, he looked shook by the end, you know? And
he
get hit 19
and look,
times, and yeah.
Look, they play a high-risk, high-reward offense with Stafford. And I heard somebody talking about it. Who knows? I think the guys were talking about it this morning on Get Up. If that arm isn't right, and he's trying to stuff the ball into tight windows where he has a fairly high success rate in the past because his arm strength is what it is, and the arm strength isn't there, and he's trying to throw that ball in there in tight windows, like he normally throws a bunch of interceptions.
It's going to be
even
more.
Even
he led the league last year. Did you guys hear the stat I was reading from the story in the Ringer about Buffalo's offense?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's unbelievable.
So I'll read it to you. So you'll like this, Sylvie. So this is from the Ringer this morning. Last season, there were 285 NFL games in the regular season and playoffs. That means there were 570 individual team games. 11 times an offense managed to go all game without punting. That is 1.9% of all team games. The Buffalo Bills have now done it four times in their last six games.
That is amazing.
They didn't punt in their 33-21 win over the Pats in Week 16 or in their 29-15 win over the Falcons in Week 17. Their wild card playoff game against the Pats was arguably the greatest performance in NFL history. Seven drives, seven touchdowns, no field goals, no turnovers. No turnovers on downs, no punts. Of course, the Kansas City game, which they probably should have won. And then last night, in which they became just the fourth team in the last 40 years to hit on 90% of their third downs. They haven't punted in four of their last six
games. You know who they are. They're the anti-Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, they 100%. Good point. Danny Lex just shivered over there.
100%, Sylvie.
Hey, Carm, how about this? All of that is remarkable. On the other side of the football, they were the number one defense in the league last year, giving up 273 yards and 17 points per game, and they added Vaughn Miller.
They got a good team, guys. They played like a
not
team
a bad
that, that stewed all offseason. Look, they're not going to go 17-0. They're not going 20-0, obviously. And the freaking Super Bowl's 5 months from now.
What did he say?
They're not going to go 17-0 or 20-0.
Oh, did you say frickin'?
Frickin', yeah.
Okay, I heard it differently.
Did you think he swore?
No, I said frickin'. Yeah. Okay. I said the Super Bowl's five frickin' months from now. That does sound close. You're right. So they're going to look different. Like, things will be weird and different. Who knows? And, look, they lost to the Jags last year, right? Like, but it was impressive, and they looked like a team that stewed all offseason about the way their campaign ended last year. And they're really good.
They dominated the line of scrimmage on both
sides.
Totally
dominated. 100%.
Hey, Carm, did you buy your tickets for Tuesday, September 13th at Guaranteed Rate?
I didn't. What is Tuesday, September 13th?
The Welcome Back Tony game.
Oh,
aren't you going to be out there to welcome him? Come on now. He's your manager.
Please.
Welcome back, Tony. Just come on, join the party.
Just please.
You'll be there with bells on.
No, I won't be. Thanks for ruining crosstalk.
I was going to say, I thought we were building a little steam, a little bit of momentum.
I waited till the end.
Sylvie brought the hose out.
I mean, really.
I didn't want to rally kill. So
what's on the show today, boys?
So we've got right out front here, we've got the Connie's Frozen Pizza Truck.
Nice.
They got a menu for you, so check out. They're giving away samples of Connie's Frozen Pizza.
Sylvie said he was going to be face down in a pie early.
Oh, yeah.
Show.
Well, good
early
for you.
In the show.
You know
it's
me.
About time.
No one does that better than me.
Yeah, have a good time.
We talk about pizzas, though,
yes,
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what else you would be talking about.
We've got the bar here in the tasting room at Binney's Beverage Depot. They're waiting to serve you. Travis brought, man, did Travis from marketing bring some shirts from Miller Lite?
Yeah.
We've got first come, first serve shirts to give away and the tickets for Sunday's game in the Miller Lite Loft.
Awesome.
A pair of tickets.
Awesome.
You must be present to win Bears and Niners for the opener. Come on by. We've got guys wearing.
Come on by.
Guy in your first row who's here a lot is wearing his Waddle jersey. Also, give me a good tip on a band we like, Carmen, that I will share with you off the air.
Is it Paul McCartney and Wings?
No.
They're making their debut Tuesday. They're coming back with Tony La Russa.
I'd go with a Paul McCartney concert.
I could do that.
Get it done.
I saw him at Busch Stadium in 1993.
Well, that's a while ago.
Have a good birthday weekend, Sylvie. Go see the guys today with Miller Lite. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy all the football. We'll see you Monday. Waddle and Sylvie are next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
All right, we are live at Binney's Beverage Depot. It is our first Football Friday of the year for the Bears. We're getting ready for the opener against the 49ers. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. We're right off of North Avenue on Marcy Street.
Traffic was light today, so come on out.
Was it good for you?
Yeah,
traffic was good
great.
For you?
Really good. Traffic was really good.
So we got a nice crowd here early. I'm sure we'll pack this place. So come on out. Plenty of room for you, whether you want to shop, pick up some stuff for the weekend, or you just want to come by for the show, have a drink at their bar. They got the big screen television. The bartenders are ready to serve you. Cash bar with everything you could ever want, including the ice cold Miller Lite. We're giving away those tickets for the Bears Niners game. We've got shirts to give away. And then also, I'm glad I looked at you right now, Travis. Travis also told me we have an autographed football from Eddie Jackson. Eddie, like, he's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like...
Jackson be in this new defense?
Yes.
You know what? He gets a clean slate. clean slate. My guess is if Eddie Jackson improves his play under Matt Eberflus's direction, Eddie will be here next year. I think if Eddie plays like he did last year, this year, then him being here next year would be up for grabs.
There was a time when, first of all, if you remember in the 2018 game, the playoff game, the double doink game, I was heartbroken, not just from the result. Right. Eddie Jackson didn't play that game. Remember, he stood on the sideline and you know, they dressed him and he was maybe going to try.
He sprained his ankle, I think, the week before against the Packers, right?
And he was such a difference maker and such a part of their identity on defense, the way they took the ball away and the role that he was on. And there was that time where I thought that the jersey I was going to get for the kids was the 39 jersey.
Yeah.
Back when he was wearing the old one before they could go to the single-digit numbers, and he eventually moved because he was so likable, so important. He like to find him off the broken leg in the fourth round that you're like, okay, this is a feather in Ryan Pace's cap here.
You would have changed that 39 United Jackson jersey to a Jeremy Lincoln jersey. That's what you would have done.
I just would have
if
avoided
he stayed at 39. That's what you would have done.
I would have probably just. When they grew out, gotten rid of
them. Got rid of
them. Right to Salvation Army it goes, you know? But not, like now, we're like, who is he? And he makes so much money, and most of us expect if he doesn't play well or if he's not even great, that he will probably be released or forced or asked to take a huge pay cut.
Look, there are a couple of guys on defense that have some real incentive other than just being a professional and being the best that you can be. But there are some guys that are playing for some cash right now. Eddie Jackson's one of them. Roquan Smith's another one.
Yeah.
You know, so let's see what both of these guys can be in this defense. And if both of them excel, I think Eddie's got a great chance of being here for a couple of years if he improves his level of play.
Now, Charles Barkley is going to be joining us on the show today at 3 o'clock. It was Merkin's birthday gift. My birthday is tomorrow. The big Dick Butkus jersey.
Yeah.
Number 51.
I'm getting you pizza from Connie's.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm great with that.
Yeah.
And that's a great gift right there.
How old are you again? Are you 50?
51. This is the 51.
Yeah.
Today was the last day on that treadmill when that's when the age hits me.
You put your age in?
I put my age in. I load it all in. Load my weight. I load my age. I load how long we go, the angle, the incline, all that stuff.
The angle of the dangle.
The angle and the dangle. You got to do it.
So if you put your age in and your weight, then it will modify what they're asking you to do?
I think so.
Does it giggle at you when you hit go?
Yes, it's like fatso. Because we are entering fatso mode. Work out extra harder, Tubby.
You're better than me. I can't even get on a treadmill right now. My back hurts so bad.
Really?
God, it sucks. Age is just, it's not just a number. It's a torture machine.
It put that on a t-shirt.
Not just a number. It's a torture machine.
The old age is a torture machine quote.
It just sucks.
He's our very own Yogi Berra right here.
That's right. Ain't over till it's over.
I enjoyed the Lazy Boy, both televisions on. It eventually went to three TVs with the White Sox, and then you didn't have to really worry about
that. That was an easy off, wasn't it?
Once they were up 6-0, you're like, they got this, you know, and it's Cease on the mound. But I had the Sky was very disappointing last night
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they were lead by 9 or 10 at one point, and they barely scored down the stretch. It was like a team that just didn't know how to win, except. As we know, they do, and they laid an egg. It was a good old-fashioned
egg laying. It was an epic collapse.
Yeah.
They did collapse.
They scored 5 points in the fourth quarter.
Five total points in the fourth quarter.
It was brutal.
Boy, that's Nagy Bears offense-ish.
It was.
I think the Sun, did they close it out like with an 18-0 run?
It's something like that. They were like there was a time where they cut it to 4, and there were double technicals handed out. By both teams, it was to Copper on the Sky, and I didn't like it. I didn't like them getting into that. And sure enough, after that moment, it was like all hell broke loose. But the point is, I had a full bottle of wine on the couch last night watching all the sports, including football being back.
That's why you're shopping on your phone from the table right here. We're at Benny's, obviously, and you were doing a little wine shopping.
I am. I'm looking.
You need to replenish the stash.
I'm going to get about six bottles of Pinot Noir about six bottles, and you were making fun of me for the Sauvignon Blanc. Does your wife enjoy the Sauvignon Blanc?
You're a liar.
How much does Allie drink of the Sauvignon Blanc?
Do you think that you get a pass for it's close to your birthday? You just get to lie about everything?
That's exactly what you said.
I said you were looking at wine and your phone was right here, and I go, and you were looking, scrolling through, and it said Kim Crawford. And I go, oh, yeah, the lady's in my house like that.
Yeah, right.
I swear to you, that's what I said. My wife and my daughters drink that. And I said to you, is that Allie's favorite? And you go, I'm looking for me. I was like, okay,
this is for
fine.
Me. That was a shot.
I swear to you it wasn't a shot.
Tyler, was that a shot?
How does Tyler know if it was a shot or not? He was over there trying to fix his computer.
No, that was definitely a shot.
That was not a shot.
Number one rule of being a good friend is not peeking over at someone's phone while they're scrolling.
He was sitting right here with his phone like this, going through his wine selection.
Screen peeking is the ultimate trust breaker.
Okay, this is screen peeking. When I'm sitting right here and he's that is not screen peeking.
Well, I don't really care if you're a screen peeker. I've got nothing to hide on my phone.
Right.
There is no, like,
but
you,
I wouldn't invade
you
his
get
privacy.
Peek away. There's nothing here.
Yeah. But I wouldn't invade his privacy.
Admit it. Were you peeping, Tommy?
I don't even know what that means, Jeff.
You were peeping. Yeah. You were peeping, Tom.
Yeah?
He's a peeping Tom. Jay?
Is that right?
That's right.
How do you peep?
The whole store is out there, and I'm ordering it online.
I think that's just good use of your time.
It is. So that way, I don't have to go around.
So how many bottles of Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc
six,
did you get?
Six.
Good for you.
$9.99.
I hope you have them all this weekend to celebrate your birthday and a Bears victory.
Some Miller Lite, a little Prasa. Got to get some Bloody Mary mix. You know me with a Bloody Mary mix. Got to have a Bloody Mary on a Sunday to start your tailgate.
You put a little celery in that. You put a little shrimp in there. What do you put in there?
I don't have
little
shrimp.
Little umbrella?
There's no, just excess shrimp at home for me to just...
Why not?
In the fridge. But yes, if there's celery at home or ham or something.
Wait a second. What do you mean we don't have any extra shrimp laying around?
We don't stock the fridge with shrimp.
You don't have to have it stocked with shrimp. You got big jars of nuts everywhere. You got pistachios.
True.
You got almonds.
Brought some nuts here.
You guys, you do some good shopping. Why wouldn't you have a couple of, cocktail shrimp available for you? It's your birthday.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that. Make a Bloody Mary.
What do you put in your Bloody Mary?
Well, I like the restaurants. I mean, for me, it's usually just the mix and the vodka. And then if we have some olives, if we have some celery, if there's a little, lunch meat or something,
a little lunch meat. Throw a little ham in there.
A little cheese, maybe, perhaps.
A little pastrami in there. Maybe put a little turkey.
But I'm a little more simple. A lot of times it'll just be the mix and vodka and ice. Some of these restaurants, man, they put a meal in the.
That's why I didn't know if it was like a huge celebration for you. Or you're just looking to get the quick morning buzz.
Oh yeah, on a Sunday, it gets you started again.
And then the kids come in and they're shooting Nerf guns at each other, and automatically the house is.
We
just
were
up
playing
to grabs.
Some football last night, and it was a good. Good thing going. The kids were watching football. They're watching the Sox. They were disappointed over the Sky. And I was throwing that we were running routes in the basement.
Nice.
It was a good night last night.
That is good. So, you look a little tired.
I'm always tired. You know that. I mean, come on now. 312.
It's your birthday.
Of course he can be tired. And like you just said, age is not just a number. It's the torture machine. I tweeted out last night, is it a blank storm at every person's house when an 8 and a 6-year-old try to brush their teeth at night or just mine? The excuses they make for not wanting to do it. Chasing them around the house. Then when they finally do it, they're not doing it correctly. They're not putting in the time. The toothpaste gets all over. It's all over them. It's all over the sink. It's all over their mouth. Everywhere except their teeth. And I just wanted to open up that bottle of wine, sit down on the couch, watch some football.
Start chugging.
And then we did. So we're at Benny's. Come on out. Benny's Beverage Depot, Lincoln Park. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite.
I'm going to have my first sip.
Good.
Yeah.
The Waddle's got, you could watch us on Twitch. We bring the cameras on the road. And it's twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. I believe it's brought to you by DraftKings. And we have news to share with you about something Waddle, Tyler, and me put together last night in tandem with DraftKings. It's supposed to be up now. I don't know if it is, but we'll share with you either way what we've got cooking for Bears fans there. If you want to weigh in about last night's Rams-Bills game, if you want to talk about what you're expecting on Sunday, if you want to talk about Bears stadium plans, I personally want it all. Why not be greedy? It's not like they did Soldier Field right, so why trust them? I want a retractable roof if it's good enough for Indy and some other stadiums. And I know Minnesota doesn't have one. I know that Vegas doesn't have one. It's also 110 degrees September. But to me, with the amount of events that you would use in some of the glorious days we do have, it would be nice to open that thing up.
By the way, I saw a quick something on the interweb that I believe – there's about $100 million difference between a dome and a retractable roof. Just to give you some numbers.
So what's the budget on a stadium? Between two and five, Bill?
I would say like high end. What the Rams built was $5 billion.
Right.
Now that thing is majestic and
there were cost overruns and a lot of issues they had with rains and stuff.
Now, I can't imagine in the city. I mean, I know where you're still in Cook County. And I know you're outside of the city limits, though, but I still would have to believe that it's very expensive to build here. I don't think you can get what they want to get done stadium-wise for anything under a couple of billion.
Yeah, yeah. All right, if you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. We'll tell you about we got our Bear Down parlay on DraftKings. That's coming up next. And then Charles Barkley at 3 o'clock.
Hey, it's your buddy Tom Waddle here. Let me tell you about the best banking team in Chicago, our great friends and partners at Wintrust. And just like a perfectly designed play, Wintrust creates a game plan to help you reach your financial goals, like a checking account for your family, a first savings account for your kids, maybe financial planning for your retirement or a loan for your local business. Whatever your need, Wintrust has the right game plan for you. Wintrust, team of bankers, lenders, mortgage experts, and wealth and treasury management professionals all stand ready for any play life throws your way. Come check out Chicago's Bank, and when you open a new Total Access checking account today, get a special $300 offer. Visit Wintrust.com/TAC or visit them at any of their nearby locations to get to know your banker. Wintrust, proud to call this city home. $100 is required to open. Requirements to qualify. Must use link to apply. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's a Waddle and Sylvie live broadcast.
It's Miller time, live from the tasting room at Benny's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park.
You can watch our crew enjoying the ice cold Miller Lights on twitch.tv.
It's the Waddle and Sylvie show on ESPN 1000.
Ah! Come on.
We are live at Benny's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. Charles Barkley is going to join us in less than 10 minutes. Birkin lined that up for me
for your
today.
Birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday gift.
Yeah.
He's joined me for many of those throughout
Has
the
he?
Years. Yeah, oh yeah. Merkin usually.
That's his thing?
Yes.
That's Merk's
uh-huh.
gift to you consistently?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
He's been a great friend of the show.
Merkin or Charles?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So it will be on DraftKings soon. We can make this our Find the Great, too, because we're finding some great winners for the Bears game. So Find the Great is brought to you by our great friends at Great Clips.
It's time to Find the Great on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. Find the Great, presented by Great Clips.
So we are going to have a same-game parlay every week around the Bears on DraftKings.
Bear down, people.
Yes, it's called the Bear Down Parlay, and it should be up here shortly. Let me see here. I'm looking for the we were trying to think of some good ones last night as we were texting with each other, and we came to three of them, and I like them all. First of all, we have the Bears to cover the number, and in the same game parlay, we actually got them at 7.5.
Okay, I like that.
So we have the Bears plus 7.5 plus this. Tyler gave us this one. And I love it, too, because I've been predicting a Brisker forced fumble with the hits. The way Eberflus and his defense forces the fumbles, the peanut punch they've been emphasizing. We have the 49ers to lose a fumble.
Like it.
And then we were looking at some of the wide receiver props.
My favorite one of the plays.
Yeah, and we were looking at some Justin Fields props, perhaps, maybe his rushing yards, maybe Darnell Mooney, which I also liked. But I think we all agreed upon that Cole Kmet is going to be more of a focal point this year. We've already seen it in the preseason.
Well, they've made it part of their plan early on with their offense, is they're going to get Cole involved. And when you tell me that the number for over receiving yards is 29.5, I jumped on that like a hobo on a ham sandwich.
Yes, yes. And so that is going to be our single game parlay. When you go to DraftKings, it will be up soon. It's not up yet. It will be up soon, and then all weekend, you will see the Waddle and Sylvie Bear Down Week 1 single game parlay. And when you calculate all these, Kmet over 29.5 receiving yards, the 49ers to lose a fumble, and the Bears to cover plus 7.5, that works out at plus 500.
Oh, yes.
So there you go, 5-1. So let's do this thing.
Let's win
money together.
Yep.
And, like, right? Friends like to bet together. They stay together.
It's all about
friends
the ride.
That bet together stay together.
I
yes.
Like ride. Yep.
Yeah. Let's let it ride. I like that as well. It is a bear down parlay. I like all three.
That's
legs.
Our great. I think we came up with a great parlay.
Yeah, I think it's great. I would suggest also the performance of the Buffalo Bills last night was great, but I think our bear down parlay is great as well.
Yeah, Josh Allen, pretty great.
The whole thing, everything about what the Bills did was great.
They did get criticized a little bit for Allen getting hit too much. That's one thing that's been going around nationally.
Yeah, I think as the season goes on, maybe they would be wise, especially when the game's kind of put away, not to expose him. I heard the good kid talking about this today. Look, he's great. They're a great team. If he's hurt, you can kiss their Super Bowl chances goodbye. He's that meaningful. So maybe not take as many chances or tell him not to take as many chances when a game's wrapped up. They won that game by 3 tutties and turned it over 4 times.
Yeah, it's incredible. All right, if you want to stop by, come on by. Binney's Beverage Depot, Lincoln Park. It's a beautiful day. Connie's Pizza Truck. Bears opening day tickets. You've got to be present to win. Ice cold Miller Lite. And we're going to talk to Charles Barkley next.